The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 2, Scene 9. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Rich Grissett from Style Weekly.
And I'm Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
And today we are going to talk about, fittingly, A Christmas Story, the musical. It is playing at Virginia Reps November Theater through January 1st. As most of you probably know, this is the musical version of the popular, now classic movie about a boy who wants a BB gun for Christmas. What'd y'all think?
I really liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun. And for the most part, true to the movie, if you're a fan of the movie, you know, they pull some things out a little bit more so that it can be a musical. But it did have a couple notes that I disagreed with. The foremost being, and I think you mentioned in your review, Claire, the scene at the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
It was like going so well until that point.
But what do you do? Because that's in the movie. Mm-hmm. And it's a classic scene in the movie. So do you just eliminate it completely?
They eliminated a lot of other classic scenes as well. Some of my favorite parts were not there.
I think you could have kept the Chinese restaurant scene, but just not had the guy singing the accent.
That could have left that out. But
I think it's my dated. Big problem was there was a child on stage as a part of that joke.
Yeah, the joke was in the show. It was in the movie.
Well, somebody did comment to me that they also say something about, oh, they're the Schwartzes over there.
Right.
Which was obviously a reference to a Jewish family, which is a traditional thing for Jewish families to do at Christmas. So that was a little subtle nod to that tradition. But let's talk about the production itself, since that's one little small part of it. I saw it opening night. When did you see it, Rich?
I saw it a week later.
And I was also there on opening night.
Okay, so it'd be interesting to see what Rich has to say compared to what we have to say, because I said in my review, and you may agree, Claire, there were some rough spots. It was obvious that things had not quite cohesed. And I've actually talked to a couple people in the show since then, and they said, yeah, the show just came together like 3 days later. So I think that one of the strongest things about Chase is his work with children. And there are 14 kids in this show, and I thought some of the best numbers in the show were those kids, the big splashy numbers. Duke LaFoon's A Major Award and Susan Sanford's You'll Shoot Your Eye Out were two of the highlights of the show.
I thought the kids were amazing. I was really impressed. I remember walking into the theater and seeing, you know, the pictures of all the actors and thinking, like, wow, that's a lot of kids, which I was going to see A Christmas Story, so I should have expected that. But I think I anticipated like more of the stumbling blocks than I actually witnessed on opening night. Those kids were quite professional. I was really impressed by those performers.
I would totally agree. I thought Brandon McKinney did great work. I mean, his number Ralphie to the Rescue is one of the best numbers in the whole thing. I thought the production itself, and I saw it a week after you guys, when I saw it, it was tight, it was together, great dancing, great costumes, the leg lamp number was great.
That was one of my favorites.
I thought it's kind of the pinnacle of the things that they can do on that stage.
How was the sound? Because I had a hard time hearing a lot of the lyrics because the orchestra was a little too loud. They may have adjusted that.
Yeah, where I was sitting, I heard everything.
Maybe you had better seats.
That could be. They like me better, Jerry.
Yeah, of course they do. But that being said, I thought Ben Miller's the orchestra, and under his direction, that they sounded great. They did a great job. I thought the sets and the costumes were very traditional and attractive. There was nothing outstanding about them. I did have a problem with Joe Duran's lighting. I thought it drew attention to itself. They were using follow spots a whole lot, and they weren't, at least on opening night, weren't always there. And then he had haze, which listeners may not know is that smoke that they put in the air to catch the light beams. There was a lot of haze, and I thought, well, that's good for dramatic shows or maybe a big showbiz show, but that didn't work for me either. So I thought the lighting was a little too over the top.
I mean, I guess I agree with that to a certain extent, like with what you're saying about the haze and stuff, but I liked the lighting from a comedic standpoint. I guess there were times where I did also notice maybe that the spotlight wasn't following directly or something, but if it had gone the way it was supposed to, I was like, that... Yes, that was funny.
I thought that the lighting was completely the right tone. You know, you've got so much of it is about Ralphie's imagination. He takes these big flights of fantasy,
you know,
the big cowboy numbers, so that if it's a little over the top, it kind of fits, I thought, with it. The only thing that about the show as it's written that I kind of disagreed with was, as a Christmas movie, it's kind of dark. And the scene where he beats the hell out of Farkas, the bully, I just remember as a kid just being, like, devastated because he just, like, loses it. And, you know, he beat him up. And then it was a little sad for a little bit. I didn't think that they hit the darkness of that, but I don't think that's a production's problem. I think that's just how it's written.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a family musical. So I thought Brandon is one of the talented younger actors in town. I thought he did a great job. But speaking of that darkness, I didn't feel like his performance had that kind of edgy kind of spunkiness that...
He didn't feel like a rebel.
Yeah, enough. Yeah. He was playing it more Brandon musical comedy number. Mm-hmm. And I felt like Cole Johnson as Randy missed a number of the opportunities for real comedy. I mean, all the jackets and stuff. And
right.
That didn't play like mm-hmm. it could have. I thought the two of them, their duet in the second act was very nice, though.
I think that's something that was maybe an issue for me on the whole for this. And it's not the production. This is about the musical version of this movie. You know, it lost some of that rebelliousness and cynical humor that I loved so much about the film, which makes sense because it's a family musical. And that's one of the things I said in my review is, you know, if you're going in expecting the same feeling that you get from the movie, that's not what's going to happen here.
When was the last time you saw the movie?
Last year. It's one I watch every year. It's a regular for me.
Because I haven't seen it in 20 years, so I don't.
Did you grow up watching it?
I did. And you guys are saying it's a family musical. Like, the movie is a family movie.
Right.
It's got, it's dark. You know, it's funny. You used to watch those old live action movies that were for kids, but like they used to have a lot more dark edges to them. Like, The Goonies is not, you know, this G-rated thing.
Well, and classic Disney movies always have this, some of them have very scary villains in them too, which are dark. So
I just mean that I think I expect a musical to be more about the performances than like the actual like sort of internal struggle of the characters, which I think is what happened here. The musical was about let's watch Duke LeFoon do a great song and dance number, not let's watch Ralphie deal with his emotions after he beat the crap out of that kid. You know, it wasn't about Ralphie's feelings as much as the movie is.
Any other comments about the show, positive or negative?
I thought the hounds were a lot of fun. Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you put a dog on stage, it's probably going to get
children
applause, and it
kids,
totally did.
Right.
When I saw it, when they had the big turkey scene, the dogs had been trained to come around the table, and the chair actually got in the way, so Duke had to come back and kind of kick it, but stay in character so the dogs could get through. But he managed that very well.
Yeah, obviously that's a big audience favorite. And it was funny because I hadn't seen the movie since it first came out, mm-hmm. and I reviewed it and whenever that was. And I thought, well, you know, they spent all this money to have these dogs to just run across the stage a couple times. That's awfully expensive. And then I realized, oh, yeah, the big turkey scene, you kind of have to have dogs for that.
Also, I thought it was interesting to see a return of the parents from Next to Normal and Duke LeFoon and Andrew Rivette. It was just like, this is a very different musical
Right. Very different for them. Yeah, different kids, obviously, too. Not quite so neurotic. Yeah. Although maybe they could grow up to be those neurotic kids. So I think overall we're pretty much saying it is a family, fun, musical, big, glitzy, lots of kids, and anybody who's still got a night available before the 1st of January, they should check it out.
Yeah, you know, it's always interesting with these Christmas shows. Obviously, they know that this is a big moneymaker. People have their families in town. You know, you're kind of going a little stir-crazy. You need something to escape to. This is one that the whole family could go see and just have a good time at.
We've been talking about A Christmas Story, the musical, which is running at Virginia Reps November Theater through January 1st. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Curtain Call. We want to thank Open Source RVA for hosting us on WRIR, and we will see you next year with more Curtain Call blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, more interesting Curtain Call,
more
blah,
interesting
blah,
stuff, blah, blah,
etc. We'll
this is Jerry Williams from Sifter.
This is Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And Claire Boswell for Style Weekly.
See you in 2017.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.